Pisyata Dishmai, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to start the last three words on Daf Samach Vav Omud Beis. And we're in the middle of the sugya of learning about different remedies, incantations, etc. Says the Gemara, Omar Avuna, Le'eshosa Tilsa. In the previous sugya, we learned about somebody who gets a fever every single day. Urche was a regular daily occurrence. Now the Gemara is discussing what happens if somebody gets a fever every 3 days. Says the Gemara as follows, Laisi Shiva Silui Mishiva Dikli. He should bring seven small branches from seven date palms. Vashiva Tzivi, and he should bring seven splinters, Mishiva Kishuri, from seven beams. Vashiva Sichi, he should bring seven pegs, Mishiva Geshuri, from seven bridges. Vashiva Ktimi, he should bring seven different types, different specimens of ashes, Mishiva Tanuri, from seven ovens. Vashiva Ofri, he should bring seven specimens of dirt, Mishiva Sunri, from seven sockets that would hold the hinges of the doors. Vashiva Kufri, and seven different specimens of pitch, Mishiva Orvi, from seven ships. They would use this pitch to pitch the hulls of the ships, and you should bring seven of these pitches. Vashiva Buni, and he should bring seven kernels, Kamuni, of Kamun. Vashiva Beina, and seven hairs, Midikna de Kalba Sava, from the beard of an aged dog. Ulutzairinu, and he should tie all these together, Bechalola de Beit Savora, by the opening of his shirt, where his shirt has an opening for his neck, he should tie them there, Benira Barka, with a strand of hair. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Le'eshosa Tzamirta, if somebody is suffering from a burning fever, Lishkol Sakina, he should take a knife, Dekule Parzula, that's completely made of iron, V'lezel, and he should go, Le'echa De'ika Vardino, he should go to where there is a thorn bush, V'liktor Bei Nira Barka, and he should tie a knot in it, he should knot onto the thorn bush, a strand of hair. Yoimakama, then he should come back for three consecutive days. The first day, Lichroik Bei Purta, he should make a little notch into the thorn bush. Velema, and he should say as follows. And these are the psukim where Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw the Shechina before going back to Mitzrayim, he saw the Shechina in the burning thorn bush. So he should say on the first day, the first of the psukim, Vayar Malach Hashem Eilov V'goymer. And the pasuk goes as follows, Vayar Malach Hashem Eilov Vayero, sorry, Vayero Malach Hashem Eilov B'labas Eish, a Malach appeared to him in a burning, in the flame, Mitoich HaSneh, in the thorn bush, Vayar V'hine HaSneh Boyer Bo'esh, and Moshe noticed that the thorn bush is burning with fire, V'HaSneh Inenu Ukol, and the thorn bush is not getting consumed. He should say that on the first day. Lemochor, on the next day, Lichroik Beipurta, he should make the notch, another slight notch, and V'lichroik Beipurta, V'leiman, he should say as follows, and this is the next posuk. Vayoyime Moshe Osuro no Ve'ere. Moshe said, he said this to himself, Osuro, turn aside, I'm going to turn aside Ve'ere, and I'm going to see Esamare Agodil, this great sight, Hazeh, this great sight, Madua lo Yivar Hasne. Why is the thorn bush not burning? And this is referring to a burning that's not consuming, and this is the hope that this person who has a burning fever, the burning fever should not hurt this person and should actually move away from him. And here it says in the pasuk, lo yivar asneh, the thorn bush was not getting burnt, and Rashi says that's what we're trying to impress on the second day, that the fever should not hurt and consume this person. Lemochor, the next day, on the third day, lichrik beipurta, he should again make another little notch. Maybe it's a third time in the same place, making the notch a bit deeper. V'leiman, he should say the next posuk, the third posuk. V'yar Hashem saw kisor liris, that Moshe turned away from seeing the bush. And this is what we want. We want that this burning fever should turn away from this person. And the pasuk continues, Vayikra elov elukim mitoich hasneh, Hashem called to Moshe from within the burning bush. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, and he said to him, Moshe, Moshe, vayomer hineni Hashem. And Moshe said, behold, I'm here, I'm prepared. Omer le Rav Acha b'reid d'rova, le Rav Ashi, Rav Acha said, Rav Acha b'reid d'rova said to Rav Ashi, Vayomer, why does he not say the next pasuk, continue with the next pasuk, maybe on a fourth day, and he was asking a question. He should say the pasuk, Vayomer al tikrav haloim, do not come any closer, again, alluding to the fact that we don't want the burning fever to come closer to this person. And the pasuk says that Hashem said, don't come any closer, shel na'al chomal raglecha, remove the shoes from your feet, ki amokim asha to'im meidol of, the place that you're standing, admas kodeshu, is a very holy place. Elo, because of this question, they are rearranging the psukim that are said on the 3 days. Leyema come on the first day, leymo, you should say, vayar maloch Hashem elov, that's the first pasuk we mentioned. Vayomer Moshe and the second pasuk, you should say them both on the first day. Lemochar on the second day, leymo, you should say, vayar Hashem kisor lirois, that was the third pasuk. Lemochar on the third day, you should say, vayomer al tikrav haloim, and he should say the fourth pasuk, v'chiposakle, when the fever finally goes away from this person, lisaise, he should bend very low, v'liposke, and he should sever the thorn bush. V'leim mahochin, he should say as follows, hasne, hasne, thorn bush, thorn bush. Lav mishum de govihos mikol iloni, not because you are the loftier of all the bushes and all the trees, Oshri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinti Alecha, that's why Hashem rested His Shechina, His Divine Presence on you. Elo Mishum Demichas Mikol Ilna, only because you are the most humble of all the trees, Oshri Kudosh Baruch Hu Shechinti Alecha, that's why Hashem rested the Divine Presence on you. V'chihecha Dechamitei Eshoso, in the same way as the fire saw, Lechanani Mishal Vazaria, those three great tzaddikim that were thrown into the furnace in order to withhold Hashem's name, the Arikos Min Kadmohi, and the fire fled from them and did not burn them, Kach so to Tochmine Eshosa, the fire, you fire, referring to this fever, should see, Leploini Bar Ploinis, so-and-so mentioning his name, the son or daughter of so-and-so mentioning the mother's name, v'ti'orek min kadmoi, and the fever should flee from in front of him. Continues the Gemara, l'simta, somebody who's suffering from boils, leima hochi, should say as follows, boz bezaya, which is a lashon of tearing away. When this is referring to the angel, which is Hashem's messenger, to tear away, and we want him to tear away these boils. Mos masya, the angel that heals. Kos kasya, the angel that grinds. Sharloi v'armaloi. Alin, another two names, and we don't really know what these things mean. Alin malochi, those malochim, those angels. De'ishtalchu me'ara d'sdoim, that were sent from the land of Sodom. Rashi says this is part of the incantation, but they didn't actually come from Sodom. Ula'osa, Shchina, Ke'ivin, and the ones that heal from the painful boils, Bozoch, Bozich, Bazbozich, Mesamseich, Komun, Komech, Einaich, Beich, the color of these boils should stay as it is and should not get any worse, Einaich, Beich, Asrich, Boch, the place of these boils should stay as they are and should not spread any further, Zarich, the seeds of these boils should be kekolut, or kepardo, should be like a kolut or a mule, deloiporo, that do not increase, veloiravio, and do not multiply, kach so tu loitifre, veloitirbe, begufe, you boils should not increase or multiply in the body of ploini bar ploinis, of so-and-so, the son or daughter of their mother so-and-so. Continues the Gemara, lekipo, for somebody who's suffering from kippah, and Rashi says two explanations, either it's talking about blisters, or it's somebody that was possessed by a demon. Leima hochi should say as follows, Cherev shelufa, an unsheathed sword, Vekela netusha, and a slingshot that's been placed ready to be used, Loishmei yoichav chulin, machoivin, difficult, painful illnesses. He should say this incantation in the hope that he will be relieved from this kippah illness. Continues the Gemara, l'shida, if somebody is trying to banish a demon, le'imahoch, he should say as follows, havisa depokik, you have been stopped up, depokik havisa, and stopped up you were. Lita, cursed, tovor, broken, umashumot, and excommunicated, bartit, bartome, bartino, kashe, mok, shamgaz, mirigaz, veistamoi. That's what he should say, and this is a formula of an incantation, and Rashi says a few times here that we don't understand what most of these words mean. Continues the Gemara, l'shido de beis hakisei, if somebody is trying to protect himself or to get healed from a demon that comes from the bathroom where a person relieves himself, le'imahochi should say as follows, akarkafi de ari, on the head of a lion, v'asusei de guraisa, and the nostril of a lioness, ishtakhun, should be found, l'shidoi bar shirka panda, b'meshra, upon a field, the karati of leek, chovte, he was felled, belua de chamra, and with the jawbone of a donkey, chotre, he was smitten. Continues the Gemara. Ubnei melochim bezogin, we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis that the princesses, the princes, the sons of kings, are allowed to go out with zugin, with bells, v'chal adam, and not only princesses, but so too, or princes, but so to any person, Ela Shadibru Chachomim Bohoiva, asks the Gemara, Man Tana, who is this Tana who holds that everybody, even a poor person, is allowed to go out with the bells that are regularly worn just by royalty? Omer Boishia, Reb Shimon, here says Reb Shimon in a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. The Omer that says, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochin Hein, all of Klal Yisrael, even the poor people, are considered as princes, and therefore it's appropriate for them to go out with these bells. Nobody will ridicule them, they won't take them off. It's not such a wow. If it's something so wow, maybe they'll take it off and show their friends. But since we're all princes and we go out with these bells, then there's no risk of chil Shabbos. No one's going to laugh at them, and they will not take them off. Rava Omar. Rava says that it's not only according to Reb Shimon in the Mishnah later on, but it's even according to those who say that not everyone is B'nai Malachim. Nonetheless, anyone, even poor people, are allowed to wear these bells. And it's talking about Ba'orig B'ksusai, it's been woven and sewn well into their garments. V'divri Hakoil, and it's even according to those who argue the Reb Shimon, since it's well sewn into the garment, therefore there's no risk of taking it off or of it falling off, and therefore one's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And we have to remember that we're talking here about a bell without the clapper. If the clapper's in, then there's another issa of sounding a bell on Shabbos, which is an independent prohibition. And here we're talking about a type of bell that either the clapper's not in it anymore, or it's been stopped up, as we've seen previously in the Perek. Continues the next Mishnah. Yoitzin bebeitzas hachargoil, one is allowed to go out with an egg of a locust, ubeshein shu'al, and with the tooth of a fox, ubemasmir shel hatzoluv, and with a nail that was taken from the gallows of somebody that was hung, mishum refua, because these are all therapeutic and have some properties of healing. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. The Chachomim oisrim af b'chol. The Chachomim say that not only on Shabbos can you not go out with it, you're not even allowed to practice these things during the week, mishum darkei amoiri, because the pasuk says upuchukeisem lo yiseleichu, one is not allowed to go in the ways of the amoirim, and anything that could be perceived as magic is osa to do even during the week. Says the Gemara, Yoitzin bebeitzas achargoil, why would a person want to go out with an egg of a locust? What healing properties does it have? What's it good for? De ovdi leshichla, it's good for to heal an earache, and they would put this egg, hang it round their ears. Ubashen shel shual, the tooth of a fox, de'ovdi l'shinsa. It would help a person who's got some type of disorder or irregularity with his sleep. De'chaya, they would take the tooth of a live fox, le'mandenayim, to help somebody who's too sleepy to help him stay awake. And de'mesa, they would take the tooth of a dead fox, le'mandeloinayim, to help somebody that cannot fall asleep, to help him go to sleep. Continues the Gemara, b'masmir shel atzoluv, using a nail from a gallows of somebody that was hung, de'ovti lezirfa, it's very therapeutic and it's healing for swelling. And Rashi says, it's interesting, Rashi says that naturally a wound that comes from iron causes swelling, and here they're taking a nail, which is a piece of iron, and it actually heals that swelling. Continues the Gemara, Mishum Rafua Divri Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that since these are items that are used for medical purposes and are therapeutic, therefore one is allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Abaya Varova D'Omrut Harvayu, Abaya and Rava both maintain Kol Dovosh Yeshba Mishum Rafua, anything that is healing, anything that has some therapeutic value, Ein Bo Mishum Darkei Amori, there's no Isser of Darkei Amori, and this conforms with what Reb Meir said, that since all these things are helping to a person to heal and keep them well, then there's no Issa to go out with it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ha Ein Bo Mishum Rafua, Yesh Bo Mishum Darkei Amori, are you suggesting that any practice which is not healing or doesn't have any therapeutic value, there's an Issa of Darkei Amori? Votanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Ilon Shemeshir Peirosov, a tree that sheds its fruit too quickly, a tree that has too much strength in it, too much vitality, and the fruits are becoming ripened too quickly and falling off prematurely. Soikroi Basikra, he should dye that tree with red colour. And he burdens the branches of the tree with heavy stones. And the Gemara explains, Bavonim, I can understand why you should burden its branches with the stones, in order to sap away some of its vitality, and then the fruits will not ripen too quickly. What healing are you doing to the tree by painting it red? And the Braisa says you're allowed to paint it red, even though there's no therapeutic value or healing with it. And according to what we said now, it should be asa, because only something which is mishum refua, we're not concerned about darkei amori. And if there's no refua, it should be asa. Says the Gemara, ki heicha delechazi inshi. It's not that the red paint is supposedly doing something, and since it's not healing, there's a problem that it might be magical or whatever else, the problems with darkei amori. But here, all we're doing is we want to draw the attention of people to this tree that's not really a well tree. V'libi ale rachmi, and the people will beg Hashem for mercy that this person should not have a damage and his tree should function optimally. Kedetanya, like a similar concept we see in a braisa, v'tomei tomei yikra, a mutzera who is tomei, he has to cry out to everybody, telling them, keep your distance, I'm tomei. Why? The main point or part of the point of why he's crying out, telling people he's Tomei, is in order to let them know of his misfortune. And then the public will daven that he should have rachamim. He should have mercy and be healed. Continues the Gemara, Omar Ravina, Keman Tolinon Koivsi Bedikla. According to which opinion is one allowed to carry, or allowed to hang a bunch of dates onto a date palm? Kihai Tana, it must be following this Tana, that if a date palm is shedding its dates too prematurely, and just hanging dates onto it, there's no good reason that should be mutter, because it's not healing, there's no reason that these dates should heal the tree. And therefore, there should be an issue of darkei amori. The only reason it's mutter is because hanging up these clusters of dates is in order to attract attention. People will understand that there's something wrong with the tree and will daven that Hashem should have mercy and the tree should go back to perform the way it's supposed to. And that's why it's mutter. Continues the Gemara. Toni Tono BePerek Hamayroi. In the Tosefta, in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches of Maseches Shabbos, is two prokim that outline many halachos of Darkei Hamayri, most of which are osa. Now the Gemara is going to say, Toni Tana, the person that was used to reading out brises, he read out the Perek Amayroi, the Perek discussing Darkei Hamayri, Kamed Reb Chiya Bar Ovin, in front of Reb Chiya Bar Ovin. Omer Lein, he said as follows, Kulhu ispu mishum darkei hamayri lebar mehani. All the things mentioned in those two prokim of the Tosefta are osur because of darkei hamayri. Besides, for the following two, mish yesh leetzem begroino. If somebody has a bone stuck in his throat, mevi meoisei hamin. He brings a bone from a similar type than the one that's stuck in his throat. Umaniach leal kol kodoy, and he puts it on top of his skull. Velema hochi, and he says the following, an incantation, chad chad, one by one, nochis go down, bola get swallowed, bola get swallowed, nochis go down, chad chad, one by one, and one is allowed to say that ein boi mishum darkei hamayri, there is no issa of darkei hamayri. Another one, says the Gemara, leidra, if the bone that got stuck was a fish bone, leima hochi, should say as follows, ninatzta, you've become embedded, kamachat, like a needle. Nin alto, you've been locked, katris, like a shutter. Shaya, shaya, go down, go down. That's also an incantation that's permitted. Continues the Gemara. Ha'oimer, God gedi, my muzzle should be blessed. V'sonuk loy ashki uboshki, and my muzzle should not get tired, not in the morning and not in the evening. Saying that, yesh be mishum darkei hamayri, is an issa of darkei hamayri to encant to say such a thing. Rabbi Huda says it's much worse than darkei hamayri. God eino el losh avodah zara. The word God is used for a name of avodah zara. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, is a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Va'atem oizvei Hashem hashcheichim es har kodshi ha'irchim lagod." Shulchan, that they would set a table for God, and God was Mamalim Lamni Mimsoch, and this God was the name of an Avodah Zarah, and calling out the name of an Avodah Zarah is a very serious issa, much worse than Darkei Hamayri. Continues the Gemara, Hu Bishmo Vihi Bishmoi. There were those that would used to in the evening, the wife would call herself, or would be called by her husband's name, and the husband would be called by his wife's name. And they would do that mishum nichush, also for some type of nichush, something unexplainable. Yesh be mishum darkei hamayri, it's also because of darkei hamayri. Continues the Gemara. If somebody says, dunu dani, dunu means strengthen dani my barrels, yesh be mishum darkei hamayri, he's not allowed to do that because of darkei hamayri. Rabbi Huda says it's much worse than that. Ein don, the word don, Eloloshe Avodah Zarah, as we said, it's the name of an Avodah Zarah. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Hanishboim, and this is a Pasuk in Amos, Hanishboim Ba'ashmas Shomrim, those who swear by the iniquity of Shomrim, and these were the golden calves that Yerovam ben Nevat put in the place of God. Va'omru Chei Elikecha Don. And they would say that by the life of your God, Don. So you see that Don is the name of an Avodah Zarah, and it's very serious to call out to any names of the Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara, Ha'oimer lo'oirev, if somebody says to a raven, Tzrach, croak, ule'urvasa, and to a female raven he says, Shriki, shriek, Hachziri li zonvecho l'toiva, turn to me your tail, that it should be a good sign for me. And Rashi explains that in the Darkei Hamayri they were afraid that the ravens, they are the bearers of evil and bad news, and therefore they would say this incantation. It's also yesh b'mishum Darkei Hamayri, it's also because it follows the ways of Hamayri. Continues the Gemara, ha'oimer, if somebody says shichtu tarnagol ze, you should slaughter this roaster, Shekora ar oirvis, because it croaks like an oirev, like a raven does. That's one of the pshatim in Rashi. Another pshat in Rashi is that it croaks later than all the other roosters. It's not Irvis, it's Arvis. It's late in the evening. V'tarnagoilis, and you should slaughter the hen, Shekoro Gavris, who crows like a roaster. Yesh b'imishum darkei moiri. Saying that is also because of darkei moiri. Continues the Gemara. Eshte v'oisir, if somebody says, drink and leave over some. Eshte v'oisir, drink and leave over some, which is also an incantation which is saying you should have a lot of brocha in your wine and you should even have left over. Yesh b'imishum darkei moiri, it's also because of darkei moiri. Hamavakas beitzim b'koisil, if somebody cracks or breaks the shells of an egg after an egg is hatched and the chicks have come out, he now takes those shells, breaks them apart, and sticks them into the wall, and they believed, b'fnei efreichim, in front of the chicks, and they believed that this would help, that the chicks would survive. Yesh b'mishum darkei moiri, it's osur. Continues the Gemara, hamegis b'fnei efreichim, if somebody stirs in front of chicks, also in the hope that it will help them survive, yesh b'mishum darkei emoiri, it's also because of darkei emoiri. Continues the Gemara, hamrakedes, if this woman is dancing, or v'hamoine shivim ve'echod afroichim, or she counts 71 chicks, b'shul shelo yamusu, in order that these chicks should be strong and survive, yesh b'mishum darkei emoiri, it's also. Continues the Gemara, hamrakedes lekutach. If this woman is dancing in front of kutach, which is some type of a dip, which has a strong taste, and she's dancing in order that it should have a stronger taste. V'hamashatekes la'adoshim, or if she quietens down all the people around her when she's putting the lentils into the pot, hoping that it will help them cook better and faster. V'hamatzavachas l'grisin, or she shouts to beans when they're cooking. Yesh boi mishum darkei moiri, all these things are also because of darkei moiri. Continues the Gemara, hamashatenes b'fnei kederosa, a woman that urinates in front of her pot whilst it's cooking, b'shil shetizbashel mehera, in the hope that it will cook quicker. Yesh boi mishum darkei moiri, it's also. Avol noisnim kisem shel tut, one is allowed to put a splinter of wood called tut, v'shivreis chuchis, and glass fragments, b'kadeira, into a cooking pot, b'shvil shetiz bashal mehera, because it's a natural consequent that it makes the food cook quicker. V'chachomim oisrim b'shivreis chuchis, the chachomim say you're not allowed to take these fragmented pieces of glass and put them into the pot, m'pnei hasakana, is dangerous, you might chas v'shalom come to swallow it, and it will cause a danger. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, noisnin bul shel melech, one is allowed to put a fistful of salt l'toich haner into the lamp, b'shvil shetoyer v'tadlik, because it will help the wax, it will be hotter, and it will help the wax melt and get drawn towards the flame, and it will burn nicer. And it's mutter to do that. V'noisnin tit, and one is allowed to put mud v'charosis or clay tachas haner under the lamp, b'shul shetamtin v'tadlik, because it cools down the oil, and then the oil will be slower at being absorbed into the wick, and it will last longer. Omer b'zutra hayman de michsa shraga de mishcha, somebody who covers over the oil lamp in order that the heat should be retained and the oil should be absorbed much quicker into the psila, into the wick. Umegali nefta, or if somebody reveals, he opens up, he exposes the flammable fuel in his lamp. Ka'ovar mishum bal tashchis, then he's done the avera of wasting. One's not allowed to waste fuel. And now the Gemara is going back to what we were a few lines earlier, back to that tosefta with the darkei moiri. Chamra v'chayo lepum rabbonon, if somebody says wine and life to the mouths of the chachomim, ein b'mishum darkei moiri, it's muta. He's just saying a bracha and a tefillah that they should have long life. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva, there was a story with Rabbi Akiva, she'asa mishteh lebnoi, he made a feast for his son, v'al kol kois v'kois shehevi, on every cup of wine that he brought, Omar, he said, chamra v'chaya lepum rabbonon, wine and life to the mouths of the Chachomim, Chaya v'chamra, life and wine. He switched over the terms. Before he said first wine, then life. Here he says first life, then wine. The Marashah discusses this. Lepum Rabbonon, to the mouths of the Chachomim, ulepum Talmidehoin, and to the mouths of the students of the Chachomim, and that is mutar. If that's what Rabbi Akiva did. Hadron aloch b'me isha, b'siat d'shmai, we finished perek b'me isha. In Mirtz Hashem, we'll do chazor on this perek, and in our next year, we're going to start perek klal godel.